Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Well, Lou, hello, God bless you all. Thank y'all for coming back again, each and every one of y'all, wherever you were standing at and sitting at. Hallelujah. God bless you, 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 and you. Hallelujah. God is good. Hope we serve the same God. Oh, I want to just tell y'all, first of all, first things first, you can see that. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. August 18th, 2016, August 18th, Monday, 2016, I came to the Lord. I said, Lord, come into my life. My way ain't working. Let's do it your way. And that's what I said. Then I started praying. Just give it a prayer. Talk to the Lord. I said, Jesus Christ, I love you. Let's do it. Let's do it. I'll walk with you. I'm going to fall, and you're going to pick me up, and I will not fail. Hallelujah. 5 years later, I've got a ministry, 501c3. Praise the Lord. TV came out of the blue, out of, I don't even know how. I did a little something, bingo, got a phone call, bingo, I'm in. Guess what? Got a phone call from a Pentecostal church out of Tennessee. Praise the Lord. Time airing, broadcasting, we can have things going on back here. You see the back of my head? Praise the Lord, Pastor. It's bald back there, right? How you look good, huh? God is good. I still got hair. How you doing? How you doing out there? I'm the out-of-box Reverend. God bless you. I'm out of Manassas, Virginia. We're broadcast out of Gainesville, Virginia. Also, Manassas, Virginia. And we want to give you a shout-out. We also have a book. I have one ordered in, and I'm going to be presenting it and showing you what it's about. You can get that on Amazon. You'll see the QR code coming up. We're planning a trip in September, end September. Don't know if it'll happen. It's the Lord's will. We'll be fundraising for that to be able to get a plane ticket, a jet airliner ticket, Southwest Airlines, cheap, and take it on out to Austin, Texas. Get us a rental car, a van I can sleep in, because we don't do motel. But if we have to, we can, and we can if we have to. But I'm going to sleep in a van. I'm used to sleeping. I slept in my truck for 2.5 years to build this ministry. That's what I do. Serve the Lord. I give all. I gave all, and I'm still giving all. Lord God is good. And let me tell you something. God has never left me behind. I've been in some struggles. I've been about ready to give up. But the Lord says, don't give up, because I got something good for you coming along. You're going to miss out. If you give up, you're not going to get it. And bingo, there it was. Here we are again. Moving forward, folks, we're going to go out to Texas, Kerr County. That's just outside of Marble Falls, San Antonio. That's up to kind of like northwest, kind of like just go up a little bit. And it's right there, it's a stone's throw out of San Antonio. Marble Falls, Kern County, it's a river. You have the river work, you have cavern, you got all kinds of stuff, beautiful. Beautiful area. I visited. I lived in Temple, Texas, Belton. Southeast. Hallelujah. And we're going to be putting something together out there. So keep it in prayers and donate where you can so we can get this done. But, folks, there's so much going on. We got a Hurricane Aaron coming in. We don't know what that's going to do and where it's going to land. People are going to need help there. Folks, just support this little tiny ministry, Word of Hope through Jesus Christ, any way you can. As little as a $5 donation, it goes a long way. Trust me. It adds up. And we're not a very big ministry. And like I say, over here, prayer, the ultimate wireless connection. Get off the Wi-Fi and the phones, folks. Go get a Bible. Carry your Bible to church. Don't take your phones because you'll be up there texting. You ain't going to pay no attention. And you're going to know, you're not going to know where the books are. So please, I encourage you, get Bible, carry your Bible, write in your Bible, make notes in the Bible, make your own commentaries in the Bible, make your own references and scriptures and chapters and verses and all this to tie one another wherever it's at. You gain that relationship through the Word, God's Word, in print. In print, okay? In print. And gain that relationship there. So you can reference what your thoughts are through the Holy Spirit. That was discernment received from the Father. Hallelujah. We're going to talk into Paul in, what'd you say, in 1 Thessalonians 3. Of encouragement of the Holy Spirit. And we're just going to read a commentary in here. As Paul says in chapter 3, Christians have Christ as our foundation. We should think of everything we do from here on as building something on that foundation. Word of hope to Jesus Christ. Suffer. Give all. Are you ready to give everything up? Are you ready to give all? What that man say? A rich man said, "What? Well, I've got this, and I did the commandments, and I do this and that and the other thing. What am I lacking to get into heaven? What do I need? I got credentials. I got authority. Guess what? Jesus looked at me and said, "I'll tell you what you do. Get rid of everything you got. Sell everything you got. Give to the poor. Give it all to the poor. And come follow me." Oof. That man walked away mumbling to himself. He's like, man, I can't let go of this stuff. I like my vacations. I like my cars and motorcycles and boats. I like to wax these things up and make them shiny. I like to make these things all waxed up and shiny. I like all this and that and blah, bling. I like my watch. My iPhone watch, and I gotta have one of those. Everybody else does. I need one, and I need that and this and the other thing. And I need a raise. I can't afford prison that I enslaved myself in all my idolisms, idolatries, and all my materialistic world in the flesh. I need a raise, boss man. I need a raise, man. Things are tight. Things are getting tight. Will you ever try to eat ramen noodles? Huh? You ever try to eat ramen noodles? I mean, you probably, I don't know what they are now. I get them every once in a while. Yeah, I get cheap food. I get junk food. I get this. I don't eat junk food. But yeah, I get ramen noodles. You can do a lot with ramen noodles. Let me tell you something. You go a long way with ramen noodles. Give up. Give up. Give up what you have and follow me. Drop your nets and follow me. We need to start understanding the difference of what we're building, worthless things and timeless things on our foundation. They're all going to rot and wither away and turn to dust. Timeless. Timeless? That doesn't mean they're going to live forever. That means nothing of the such. Worthless things. Well, I got this and that. Look, I've got this and that. Sure, I got this over here and I got that over there. Looks good in here, don't it? Got my fellowship helped me out and built the studio with me and for me. And guess what? It's all going to be withered up, turned to dust when I pass from the flesh of this world and into the spiritual realm to be received into heaven and meet the Father. Meet the Father, stand before God Almighty in judgment. Well, you'll be judged not by your works is what we're going to get here. Not by your works. Remember that. The worthless things are the important worthless things are the improperly motivated fleshly or other temporal things which will fill our lives for a period. These will burn in the end, leaving us little to show for our effort. The precious things are the pure, valuable, and timeless works we do under the inspiration and motivation of the Scriptures and the Holy Spirit. God's Word and the Holy Spirit comes upon you. They are pure, loving, selfless, peaceable, generous, and kind deeds. They are timely, like a gift given to a weary neighbor at exactly the right moment, just as God intended. It doesn't matter to us if nobody sees these works, for we know God sees them, and that is sufficient. Those are the works of a mature Christian. It is not works, the works themselves, but the educating and inspired works of maturity we must seek. Christians should definitely be defined by these things, not by the fleshly, arrogant, contemptuous, and divisive behavior all around us. So if Paul goes into, I'm going to read it in two versions. I believe I have time. We're going to read in English Standard. It's kind of like the NIV and a couple other versions. Then we're going to read it in Passion Translation, TPT Translation's version is a TPT by Brian Sims. Almost all the books are completed. They go in a deep dive, and he has a crew and himself, and he deep dive and find the word, define the word as it was meant and defined in that time. Because you might say this, and it means that in the 60s, and you can say the same thing. It means something else 60 years later. So words have different meanings through time. Divisions in the church. This is the English Standard Version. But I, brothers, could not address you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. And even now you are not yet ready, for you are still of the flesh. For while there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving only in a human way? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, his brother, are you not being merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants that whom you believed? Has the Lord assigned to each? I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and will receive, and each will receive his wages according to his labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building place. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid the foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Here, how he builds upon it. For no one could lay a foundation other than that which is laid with Jesus Christ. A little bitter here. I'm working alone, and it's kind of tough, but we're going to move forward. If anyone works, let's go back here. Now, if anyone builds on it, for no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that everyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved only as through the fire. Believe. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy them. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks that he is wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is folly with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are fruitful. So let no one boast in men. All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the presence or the present or the future. All are yours. And you are Christ, and Christ is God. Christ is God's. Hallelujah. And I'm gonna read this out in the 1 Corinthians 3, the Passion Translation. 1 Corinthians 3, a call to spiritual maturity. Brothers and sisters, Paul speaking, when I was with you, I found it impossible to speak to you as those who are spiritually mature people. For you are still dominated by the mindset of the flesh. And because you are immature infants in Christ, I had to nurse you and feed you with milk, not with the solid food or more advanced teachings, because you weren't ready for it. In fact, you are still not ready for it, to be fed solid food. For you are living your lives dominated by the mindset of the flesh. You're living that way. That's what your mindset is. Ask yourselves, are you living of the world, in the world? Are you a part of the world? If you idolize everything you got and you want more and you still ain't satisfied and you need a raise because you can't afford what you got that you want, that you can't afford, that you like, that ain't going to be here forever. It's a timeless piece. It ain't timeless. It's a time zone piece. Ask yourselves, is there jealousy among you? Do you compare yourselves with others? Do you quarrel like children and end up taking sides? If so, this proves that you are living your lives centered on yourselves, dominated by the mindset of the flesh and behaving like unbelievers. For when you divide yourselves up in groups, a Paul group or Apollos group, you're acting like people without the Spirit's influence. Who is Apollos, really? Who is Paul? Aren't we both just servants through whom you believed our message? Aren't each of us doing the ministry the Lord has assigned to us? I planted the church, and Apollos came and cared for it, but it was God who caused it to grow. This means the one who plants is not anybody. This means that one who plants is not anybody special, nor the one who waters it. For God is the one who brings the supernatural growth. Now, the one who plants and the one who waters are equally important and on the same team, but each will be rewarded for his own work. We are co-workers with God, and you are God's cultivated garden, Garden of Eden, the house he is building. You're cultivating it because it's God's cultivated garden. God has given me unique gifts as a skilled master builder who lays a good foundation. Afterward, another craftsman comes and builds upon it. So builders, beware. Let every builder do his work carefully according to God's standards. For no one is empowered to lay an alternative foundation other than the good foundation that exists, which is Jesus Christ. The equality of materials used by any one builder on this foundation will soon be made apparent. Whether it has been built with gold, silver, or costly stones, or wood, hay, and straw, their work will soon become evident, for the day will be making clear. They make it clear because it will be revealed by blazing fire. And the fire will test and prove the workmanship of each builder. If his work stands the test of fire, he will be rewarded. If his work is consumed by the fire, he will suffer great loss. Yet he himself will barely escape destruction, like one being rescued out of a burning house. Hallelujah. Don't you realize that together you have become God's inner sanctuary, and that the Spirit of God makes it permanent, his permanent home in you? Now, if someone disgraces God's inner sanctuary, God will desecrate him. For God's inner sanctuary is holy, and that is exactly who you are. So why fool yourself and live under an illusion in the flesh? In the flesh, make no mistake about it. If anyone thinks he is wise by the world's standards, he will be made wiser by being a fool for God. For what the world says is wisdom is actually foolishness in God's eyes. As it is written, the cleverness of the know-it-alls becomes the trap that ensnares themselves. And again, the Lord sees right through the clever reasonings of the wise and knows that it's a sham. So don't be proud of your elegance to any human leader. For actually, you already have everything. It has been all given to you for your benefit, whether it is Paul or Apollos or Peter, the rock, or whether it's the world's or life or death, or whether it's the present or the future. Everything belongs to you, and now you are joined to the Messiah, who is joined to God. Folks, you just can't make it up. That right there tells you, don't live it. Don't be a part of this world. Live in it. Because the demonic entities and Satan is set up in the minds of people to do the works for him and not for the works of God. And don't worry about the works you're doing for God, because they're unseen. Don't gloat about it, bloat about it. Like I was saying here earlier, God's blessed me with this ministry. He can bless you the same way for different things, but you got to understand what the purpose of your life is and lay your burdens, lay your mind, lay your body, soul, and your heart at the cross, and you'll find it all. It'll come to you. Believe, trust, believe, trust, believe, trust, and have faith, 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 and patience. God has everything for you. It's all right there. It's all right there. It's right before you. You can't see the forest from the trees, can you? Ain't that what they say? But I'm telling you something. I am so blessed that God did so much for me that I want to give so many testimonies for. This is my story. This is my song. Everybody's got one. And if you look back and see what your life has been, there's things in there from the worst times that were good that you didn't even see that God was speaking to you that little time. A seed, 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 and God comes up like he spoke the universe into existence, the cosmos. Oh my God, it's amazing. Flung the stars out, hung the stars and the planets and the galaxies, hung them with nothing. They're hanging with nothing. They're just hanging there. No strings, no wires. They're just hanging there in orbit. God created that. Man can't do that. And the only thing that man does on this earth, he has to do from the works of the Father, because God created everything. Hey, God, scientists said, I don't know how you think you're so good anymore. We got all this technology, man. I could do this and I could do that and I create a human. God says, oh, is that right? Well, let's have a little challenge. I'll create another man and another woman. Let's create a man. And you go ahead and start there, Mr. Scientist. I'll just sit back and check you out. Yeah, I can make a man. Watch this. Man runs outside and comes back in with a handful of sand, throws it up on the table. God says, whoa. Wait a minute. The man's like, what? He says, go get your own sand. Folks, whatever you got in this world is temporary. But everything that exists that you have is eternal in the flesh, and it revolves over and over, and it'll repeat itself. Whether it's a car, nothing is new under the sun. Nothing is new under the sun. We have been here. This has all been happening before. Now, whether it's cars, just don't get into the depth of that. But if you understand the spiritual realm, that's foreverness. That's eternal life. And I encourage you, through this message right here, get awake in this world. Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. There is no sinner's prayer. Just ask forgiveness. And God will come to you and say, welcome home, my fine servant. Fatted calf, get the ring, get the robe, get the crown. God bless you. Stay toasty. Stay toasty. Keep joy. I love you. Jesus Christ loves you. I hope you got encouragement and gain that relationship with Jesus Christ today, this very moment. And I will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.